Greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Bonjourno. Sawadi karup. Guten tag. Hafaday. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison killitary industrial corporation in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first vegan animal rights, animal liberation, environmental takeover of a major network. It is Air America, though, so we almost fit in here, huh? Almost. For years past, for almost 7 years, I've had to try to fit in on Reichwing nut talk stations, and well, one could argue that going vegan is the most conservative action you can take, the most conservative of behaviors. It is biblical, you know. So anyway, no, you don't have to thank me. No, the Karl Rove thing. No, I was just doing my job. It had nothing to do with my lifelong desire. Well, since childhood, where that little voice inside my head would say...
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, it has everything to do with my patriotic duty as a good vegan American. Karl Rove was doing just fine, you know, dreaming up wars and dismantling our election system, you know, and coming up with lies for wars, getting us there, promoting torture, shredding the Constitution into an unrecognizable mass of turd blossom toilet paper. Hey, that's what Bush called him. Don't blame me. That's what his name was. But one must be a little suspect, huh? If that's what you're being called. So anyway, just doing my job last week. And by the way, we did have you know, Bush calling him turd blossom. And what was his service? His service was as Bush's brain, I tend to see Rove more like Bush's neurotoxin, maybe a whole nation's neurotoxin to the world. This administration, that's what it seems to be. It seems to really need a detox, I'd say, you know, if not an impeachment. And again, I do recommend that frothy beverage of organic peach juice and sprigs of mint. All put together, mix it up. Impeachment. Impeachment. And again, you know, we look for that, or, you know, some sort of colonic that seems necessary, you know, some detox, you know, that Bush needs, you know, especially after his bout with Lyme disease. It was announced last week, though, on CNN, quote, doctors said Bush is fit for duty. So really, has there ever been a question about Bush being fit for duty? I know it takes one to know one. Vegans are number one at number two and all of that, but what can I tell you? It was the fitness of his brain that was always in question. anyone with a brain named Turd Blossom, well, things can only come to question. This is a rare moment in science for us, sort of a clinical trial. No fraudulent science, vivisection, animal experimentation necessary here, when we can learn from human observation. This past week, we had a surgical strike known as Operation Turd Blossom Lobotomy. There it was. Bush's brain would actually remove itself. Even it couldn't take him anymore. It couldn't take being inside his head. Now, a preliminary examination of the brain, by the way, was normally there's a cerebellum, but this had a bellum. Apparently, you know, bellum is that Latin word for war, applying to war. So in this case, you know, just bellum bellum. You have the temporal lobe, you know, that controls truthfulness, the lie center, the frontal lobe, the sadistic center, war, violence, torture. Yeah, there's that brain, huh? Bad intelligence for Bush is dangerous, though. Even when he has a brain, and bad intelligence advised him now to eat more brain food. Fish. Eat more brain food. Fish? Truth is, you know, fish isn't brain food. Carbs feed the brain. Fish feed the brain mercury, a neurotoxin. Let's examine that brain again. Bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Huh? The mad cow disease. The behavior is like that, too. There are neurotoxins and who knows what. Well, just a few years ago, there was a study in Northern California of the intelligent people, the people who had good intelligence, corporate leaders and bankers and dot-comers, but they were fish eaters. And they all had elevated levels of mercury in their systems, which is a neurotoxin, a brain toxin. So eating fish is a Bush-brained idea for sure. And then after Bush, ingested his massive amounts of brain food, well, Condoleezza Rice, one of the only remaining members on the Titanic, realized, you know, she was asking, like, why are we feeding him fish, brain food, when he has no brain? His brain has left him. And so immediately a replacement brain was installed. However, as ironic as it would be, it is a part of the Chinese recall. Now, I know that you think nobody, no one, nothing can recall anything in this Bush-brained regime. But finally, something can be recalled. It's just that it's Bush's new brain. So the search goes on. Anybody know where we can get a brain for Bush? And, you know, please. And also some gainful employment for Karl Rove, you know, because, you know, here's a guy who was able to navigate the most dangerous of waters, lies and deception and election fraud, spying on Americans, outing CIA agents, illegal torture and destruction of the Constitution. But then last week on Go Vegan with Bob Linden came the shocking revelations of Karl Rove's involvement in conspiracies leading to suffering, death, and destruction of animals. Flagrant attacks on endangered animals and the Endangered Species Act, and gutting laws that protected animals. And once those revelations came out, once that was heard on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Karl Rove connected to animal cruelty, well, you see it. He's gone. Leaving Bush to be the lame foie gras that he is. And, I know he'll generally be called a lame duck. Well, certainly he's been called lame all these years, but there's no reason now to denigrate ducks, okay? Please. So, if anything, lame foie gras. So, and then if anybody, please, if you can help find a brain for Bush, or a heart, and please, a job for Karl Rove. Keep the king of mean out of politics, out of work. I think he may have been doing some consulting work with the Democrats, actually, already, you know, after the FISA vote. Is Karl Rove now Pelosi's brain? After Democrats in the state legislature in California proposed new laws that would mean torture and murder of millions of kangaroos, is Karl Rove State Senator Calderon's brain? Is Karl Rove State Senator Steinberg's brain? If the governor of California signs the California killing, the California kangaroo killing bill, SB 880, into law, and that could happen this week, so you need to be calling your assembly members of California and also the governor. If the governor of California signs the bill into law, will Karl Rove be Schwarzenegger's brain? Keep your eye out for elevated meanness out there. We want to know Rove's whereabouts. We want to keep track of him. He may elevate Mitt Romney, take him a step above his varmint killing that Mitt Romney brags about. Look out if Karl Rove gets involved with the politics of the National Republican Party. Who knows? The 2008 ticket might be, you know, Ted Nugent and Michael Vicks, for all we know. So, and also, apparently, Amazon.com is resisting the HSUS campaign against it to stop selling dreadful animal fighting videos and magazines. Really brutal, at least until Michael Vick can place his order for prison reading material. So, anyway, today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we have good intelligence on nuclear. Yeah, well, first off, it's nuclear, not nuclear. Nuclear, not nuclear. We will learn all about that with the foremost voice in the world against nuclear madness, Dr. Helen Caldicott. Also, this weekend, it's Fight Global Warming Day. We will talk to Don Moncrief of Farm.
Eating meat? How 20th century? With Bob Linden.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Nature's Way. Remember that old song from Spirit? Nature's Way of telling us something's wrong. Well, today we will address nuclear issues. We will address global warming issues. On this, the radio program to save the world, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And advice for the lovelorn, too. I mean, we have to take everything into account here. I was just talking to a friend I hadn't spoken to in a while, and he has a new girlfriend, but it's a mixed relationship. She's not vegan, and she must have her sushi. And I suggested take her to Truly Vegan, a restaurant in Hollywood. The sushi there is phenomenal. Just such a wide variety of sushi items, such as, well, there's soy chicken sushi, soy fish sushi, tofu scramble sushi, lentil sushi, grilled mushroom sushi, fresh vegetable sushi, grilled vegetable sushi, and on it goes. And that's the place to go. Truly Vegan, a wonderful restaurant in the Hollywood area. If you're stuck on the freeway, the 101 at Hollywood Boulevard, it's right there, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. And Truly will cater, Truly delivers. The phone number is 323-466-7958, 323-466-7958. And check the new website. It's trulyvegan.net, trulyvegan.net.
I'm going to be around my vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Who would imagine that eating your vegetables could cure global warming? Well, on this weekend is Bite Global Warming Day, and on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we fight global warming by taking a bite out of global warming. And we talk to Don Moncrief, the executive director of Farm Animal Reform Movement, behind the Bite Global Warming Day campaign. Happy Bite Global Warming Day weekend, Don.
Hi, Bob. Same to you. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, and you did a great job with the Animal Rights Conference. Thanks so much for all the hard work that you put in to have such a successful event.
Thanks. Yeah, we were really excited. We had a record number of visitors in particular, about 300. So that's really spectacular, getting the message out.
And they should be out there right now doing activism, handing out flyers, getting the word around that global warming is a dietary issue.
It certainly is, and we wish people would spend a little more time focusing on that, because the environmentalists know it but are not focusing on it, and we're trying to get the word out there, so to environmentalists and to the public at large, to really get this on the agenda, since meat production actually causes more greenhouse gases than automobiles, and that the UN report said that in the end of last year, and so since then we've just been doing all we can to get information out and get people to make this part of their solution, is to eliminate meat products from their diet.
Yes, you reduce carbon emissions more if you go vegan than if you drive a Prius.
Yes.
Amazing, right? And then there are issues related to methane and other gases.
Right, not even talking about the environmental pollution issue, resource use, health issues, of course, the animals. So, you know, we all know that there's every reason, but what's particular for your audience is that, you know, most people are already going to be on the veg spectrum somewhere who are tuning into you, and hopefully we've got some newcomers out there, but
I would like to think that the whole Air America network is vegan, and all 27 stations now, and the XM. Yeah, sure. Well, this
we can
say that today. We can, yeah. We own the airwaves.
But I bet all your listeners care about global warming.
Yes.
So you know, it's a lot of potential to it, because it is something that we can do every day at every meal. We can make a difference in global warming, and we can make this part of our solution. We don't have to just retool our house, or, you know, take short showers, you know, not use our car. You can actually do something every day at every meal just by cutting the meat and animal products out of your diet.
Right. You're not really an environmentalist if you're recycling the wrapper from your Oscar Mayer wiener package.
Yeah, you know, so. Well, that's what they say. You can't be an environmentalist and still eat meat, and this is just one aspect of that. So we have free information. If you go to biteglobalwarming.com, we've got the UN report. We've got the full 400 pages, but we also have a one-page summary that you can look at. We also have free information. We do postcards that we'll send to activists for free, or just everyday activists. They're very colorful and nice, and they explain the connections between meat and the global warming. And then they also offer a free vegetarian starter kit. So they're great just to leave around at veg-friendly places or non-veg-friendly places. And then, of course, if anybody wants to do an event, we'll also send posters. We have great T-shirts and really, really exciting stuff. And then what we're doing this weekend is we're having events throughout the U.S. that are drawing the connections with global warming and meat. But you can do this anytime. We've got these postcards year-round.
Right. Global warming is happening every day, so we need to get the word out constantly.
That's right. It's just a day, is, you know, to kind of have people be in solidarity with each other and to get out and, you know, an excuse to get out there and do something. But every day, and we have the postcards available year-round, so anytime. And we've got this great movie, The 11th Hour, by Leonardo DiCaprio, which is also opening on Friday in L.A. and New York, and then in other areas afterwards. So this is a fantastic opportunity to go and leaflet the moviegoers who are already concerned enough about global warming that they're going to go catch the movie.
Okay, the website again for information, Dawn Moncrief of Farm, is?
BiteGlobalWarming.com, and we also have the information about 11th Hour on there. You can order the postcards and just get all the information.
Just wait, tell you something's wrong.
Why does Canada let the baby seals be killed? Shame on you, Canada.
Okay, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and it seems like we're having problems again connecting with Dr. Helen Caldicott in Australia. I guess since the new FISA regulations have been signed, it's more difficult to talk to Australia, especially about nuclear issues. But I do recommend you go to HelenCaldicott.com, HelenCaldicott, HelenCaldicott.com. Okay, well, we tried 2 weeks in a row. What a shame. It's wonderful to talk to her. I think deep in the archives at GoVeganRadio.com, we have past programs with her. I do want to ask your support of this radio program. It takes $200,000 to put us on the air. Free speech is expensive. So that's not salary, no salaries and no major corporate backing. We are doing this as a grassroots effort for the animals. So if you can, I would greatly appreciate it if you would make a tax-deductible donation to support the program. You make it payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. You can donate online at goveganradio.org. And also, my computer geeks tell me that our bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals, should be available for sale at the website goveganradio.com. So definitely check that out. It's summer. You're doing your grilling and you know, reading material and all of that. Oh, by the way, yeah, if you grill, yeah, well, at least you'll kill the pathogens that are on the meat. But the bad news is heterocyclic amines are formed when you grill the meat, and that makes it carcinogenic. And right now, the PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, is suing lawsuits over grilled chicken, suing McDonald's, McDevil's and Murder King, a number of other slashed food places. The latest recall, a billion pounds of lead imported from China being recalled, no lead in it, all used for toys and food. And right now the U.S. is saying it is going to, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said it will not allow imports of Chinese farm-raised catfish, shrimp, and other seafood until suppliers can prove that the shipments are free from harmful residues. So, ooh, why would you eat creatures out of the sea anyway, when you can go to Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills? I go there all the time. I have the fish and brown sauce, spicy or not spicy, it's delicious. Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street. So, you know, if you you have to give up eating animals, and over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of creating foods that are similar to eating meat, so that you don't have to eat animals. And that's what's going at Vegetable Delight. The phone number is 818-360-3997 in Granada Hills there, 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak and Zelza, open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. So I go there. I have the sweet and sour pork. I have the fish and brown sauce. I mean, the beef dishes. Everything's delicious and vegan, no animal products. So safe to eat at Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street. Check it out. On the line today, we have Vita Stram, who is with Animal's Voice magazine, the only independent animal rights magazine in existence today. And we just talked a little while ago to Don Moncrief about high attendance at the Animal Rights Conference, and there should be lots of activists out there. And Vita, you provide a wonderful resource and education.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes, indeed. So tell us about Animal's Voice, the magazine and the website.
Well, the website is animalsvoice.com, and we really are the biggest online resource for people who want to help animals.
10,000 links, right?
At least.
At least 10,000 links.
We link to everybody. And whether we agree completely with their tactics or methodologies or ideologies or not, if people are helping animals, we post links. We also, you know, have the magazine now, which has been back in publication for a year. We originally published 1987 to 1997, and we're back.
And had a wonderful reputation all those years.
Yes, it's truly extraordinary. Laura Moretti's the founder of The Animal's Voice. She is the design genius behind it. It's just extraordinary. And we're trying to make a magazine that will appeal a little to the pre-vegans and the people who don't care about animals, as well as the hardcore activists, so that's a little tough in the design area. But there really seems to be a good response from all those kinds of people to the magazine, mm-hmm. and we get just the greatest praise on our site, so please visit the site.
Yes, wonderful that Animal's Voice is back. It's in existence, and people can subscribe, tell people how they can get a hold of it, or
is just to go to the homepage, www.animalsvoice.com, and you can click on the magazine button or the picture of the magazine, and all the information is there. We also have another magazine called Horse Nation Magazine that Laura's passion is horses and rescuing horses, among all the other animals she's passionate about. So that's a brand new kind of magazine that's about celebrating horses. and not how to use them and manipulate them.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
We also have a
We have issues in New York related to horses and the horse-drawn carriages.
Exactly. And there are rumors that there's some people in somewhere in England who are looking at reviving carriage horses again. Oh. And they've been outlawed in London for a long time. So that's just one of the issues we're trying to keep on top of right now.
Mm-hmm. And where do things stand on horse slaughter? That was in the news a while back.
I'm so confused with legislation.
Right. Well, there you go.
They pass an amendment and then somebody else has a court ruling that overturns it. And, we have a site that we're affiliated with called wildhorsepreservation.com that people should visit to get really the latest on that.
Right.
I'm trying to keep my fingers on so many different animal issues.
Right,
I don't want to give out information that's not accurate.
And you keep the website updated with news related to animals all the time.
Absolutely. So. People have events they want us to post. We'll put them on our calendar. Links you want us to add, groups or fact sheets, information, we'll add just about anybody.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks, Vita. We really appreciate you being with us here today. And it's Animals Voice, animalsvoice.com, with at least 10,000 links.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Bye.
Okay. And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I want you to know that coming up on, September 7th through the 9th in Santa Rosa, Dr. McDougall is having an advanced study seminar, the advanced study of the benefits of eating plant-based foods. And that will be, you have T. Colin Campbell, who will be there, he of the China study, the largest study of health and nutrition ever. And he was on the show. We need to have him back because it's been a number of years since he was on the program. So T. Colin Campbell will be there, Dr. Michael Greger. So you can go to the website. It's drmcdougall.com, drmcdougall.com, drmcdougall.com. And the phone number is 800-941-7111. That's 1-800-941-7111. There seems to be interest. We doing okay on time, Peter? So, okay. There seems to be a lot of interest in saving Bentley, a cow who was raised through the 4-H process, where children learn to love animals before the animals are sent off to slaughter. And before we have this whole mass psychological problem in the country, that here we are, we're raising someone we love, and then comes the betrayal. And Bentley is one of those cows, and people seem to be picking up on saving him, and they're looking for donations so that he can go to a sanctuary instead of slaughter. And that's a MySpace website, myspace.com/savebentley. MySpace.com/savebentley. And there's a fundraiser for elephant conservation coming up in the Los Angeles area at a private home in Pacific Palisades. It's an evening with world-renowned elephant researcher and author Joyce Poole of the Amboseli Trust for Elephants in Kenya and the Elephants Voices Project. That's Thursday, September 27th, and VIP reception at 6:30, and the event reception and presentation at 7:30, and hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and silent auction. And for that, you can email zoos@idausa.org, zoos@idausa.org. And the 6:30 reception is $125, and the presentation is $50, the event presentation. And reception, $50. So there you have it. That coming up. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I invite you to support this program with a tax-deductible donation. Go to goveganradio.org.
vegans are number one at number two. Meat makes you constipated. Elephants don't belong in zoos. Please let them go to a sanctuary. And that means Maggie in Alaska, too.
And the saga of Maggie continues as we report on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. An Associated Press news story out a few days ago. The headline, Alaska's Lone Elephant Might Not Be Moved Until Next Year. And the story starts off, James Halpin writing, saying, a top contender to become the new home for Alaska's lone elephant has recommended the move wait until next May or June so she can be prepared mentally for the move, the Alaska Zoo's board president said Thursday. Dick Thwaite said representatives from the West Coast facility, which he wouldn't name, visited Maggie last month at the Anchorage facility. It's one of two primary locations being considered to become her new home, he said. But critics are saying Maggie might not survive nine more months in Alaska. Apparently, Alaska is not the natural habitat for elephants, huh? Well, here's a quote from Catherine Doyle, who's been on the show before, campaign director for the San Rafael-based In Defense of Animals. She says, quote, each winter her health deteriorates and we are concerned she won't make it another winter. If the zoo claims she's healthy right now, then I don't see any reason why they can't move her before the winter. End quote. Calls for Maggie's departure intensified in May. They actually had to have fire crews come out to lift her, 8,000 pounds. They had to do it twice. Blame colic, and say she's okay now. Maggie spends the winter in a 1,600 square foot concrete enclosure, which animal rights groups say makes her more prone to developing health problems and a possible early death. And they did get her a treadmill, though. Elephants who do spend time in Alaska do like treadmills, apparently. Huh? Not really. Thwaite said obstacles to moving Maggie immediately are crate training. He was talking about a number of obstacles in the way. And he said it's not just a matter of picking a spot on a map and putting her in a cage. I think there's a misconception that we're holding back and not doing everything we can, etc. Then Paul Jocelyn, a wildlife biologist and vice president of the group Friends of Maggie, said the problem is the zoo hasn't been planning the relocation adequately. Sending her away at the end of the summer is the opportune time, he said, because that's the time she's healthiest. He said, quote, I think what's going on right now is politics. Instead of looking at the best place they can provide for her, it seems it's a fight with animal rights groups. Another major obstacle is the cost of relocating Maggie, and the zoo says it could cost $200,000. Normally, zoos spend $200,000 when receiving an animal, but in this case, they have to send an animal away, so it's quite unusual. We will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden after this about V-Dog.
Over 10 generations of dogs have thrived on V-Dog, the original vegetarian dog food from England. V-Dog now manufactured and available in the U.S. Vegan formula V-Dog, complete protein nutrition with all essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals for your dog to thrive. Winner of the PETA Prague Award for no animal ingredients, no animal testing, but test V-Dog on your dog, and if he or she doesn't love it, we'll refund your money. Benefits could be improved dental hygiene, digestion, weight management, healthier skin and coat, and increased energy. Not part of the pet food recall, V-Dog maintains the highest industry testing standards. Order V-Dog online at www.vdogfood.com or call 1-888-280-8364. Available in 5.5 or 33-pound bags, free shipping. Check the website for stores, including Whole Foods Sacramento. Call 1-888-280-8364 or visit vdogfood.com.
Yes, and thanks to VDog for sponsoring the program. Thanks to Veginase and Vegan Gourmet Cheese Alternatives and Farm Sanctuary and Nutru with Omega Zen 3, the vegan DHA supplement so you don't deplete the oceans and build up that mercury in your system. Sublime Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale and Truly Vegan in Hollywood and Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills. Thanks so much for support for this program. You can sponsor also reasonably priced, affordable commercials to reach the people who are listening right now, like yourself. And you can join Farm Sanctuary along with hundreds of celebrities and artists and legislators and other animals in a wonderful celebration. It's raising funds and awareness at the 2007 Gala for Farm Animals. And this event will take place at the Beverly Hills Hotel on September 8th. And for information, you can call 607-583-2225, extension 237. You can go to farmsanctuary.org. I will be there, and I will be in my vegan formal wear from Friar Tux. And you know, I can't understand when we have these gatherings for animals, we go for formal wear, and it's wool. That doesn't seem to make sense. But you can get vegan formal wear from Friar Tux. I think it's the white dinner jacket, always in fashion, okay? World Vegetarian Day is coming up. World Veg Weekend Celebration in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, September 29th and the 30th. I'm emceeing that event. I hope to be seeing you there. Go to sfvs.org, sfvs.org. Congratulations to Chris DeRose and Last Chance for Animals for Emmy nominations for the documentary Dealing Dogs. Wonderful, wonderful. If you have a printing job to do, if you're with an animal rights group or a veg organization, go to Eddie. He's vegan at Shalom Printing. The email is shalomprinting@aol.com. You'll get an extra special discount. And wherever you are in the world, if you're traveling, you want to know where the nearest vegan restaurant is or health food store, go to happycow.net, happycow.net. I found an interesting website that I visited this week, very informative, called factoryfarmmap.org, factoryfarmmap.org, and lets you know where the pollution is in this country from the factory farms, like Iowa, the most polluted state. We're in California. California has 2.5 million dairy cows in the San Joaquin Valley alone, and they account for more volatile organic compounds than cars and trucks and pesticides. Check it out. It's really cool map. Hey, help us out. Send a donation. Go to goveganradio.org. We need your help. We have to raise $200,000. Please help. Please stop eating animals. Stop wearing animals. Go vegan.
Go VeganRadio.com.